SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenson. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Baseball is back as the Houston Astros beat the New York Yankees. And I think this is a sign of things to come, actually, in the postseason. I think the Yankees and the Astros are on a collision course, or are they? We'll break it down. Drew Martin will step up and in. We'll take a look at the Major League Baseball future World Series odds, and we'll take a look at the Major League Baseball playoff bracket as well, if the playoffs started today. And speaking of today, Cam, we've got a CFL doubleheader on tap starting in about an hour's time in the Canadian capital, the Montreal Alouettes and the Ottawa Red Blacks, and then the Hamilton Tiger Cats and BC Lions are the back end of a CFL doubleheader, a rare Thursday night doubleheader, East Coast, West Coast this evening. And man, there's been a lot of line movement in the BC Hamilton game, as the BC Lions are now up to, actually it got to 11 at one point, and now it's settled in. Yep. BC minus 10, total 52.5. Meanwhile, the Montreal Alouettes were 3-point favorites all day long, and now suddenly it's minus 2 right now. 135 on the money line, 47.5. But man, I gotta tell you, man, every BC game, man, people just pound the Lions every game this year, and the number is skyrocketed to double digits.
You said it, Morenci. No, yeah. This afternoon I saw 11 as well, and now it's gone down a little bit. Hey, BC's a great home team. Other than that game against Winnipeg, where Winnipeg was amplified, they've been great early in the season at home. I'm not really sold on the Hamilton Tiger Cats. I think they have a lot of weakness. You're right about one thing, though. They play tight games. That's what they do. That spread's pretty big, but got it earlier. That's why we pounce on this stuff earlier, Morenci. BC at one point was 7.5, and in that 7-point teaser, all they got to do is win the game. So I think that's the route that I'm going to take. I think there's going to be points in that game. And Montreal, Ottawa, I still think, you know, Ottawa is, as you said earlier, they're overrated. Like, people think this team is just going to flick a switch, where Montreal, I think, is the better team. Should be fun. Can't wait for two games in the CFL tonight. I'm jacked.
Yeah, Montreal and Ottawa is always a tough matchup. Montreal and Ottawa is the second shortest road trip in the CFL. Hamilton and Toronto being the shortest road trip as far as, you know, home and away is concerned. Montreal, Toronto. So the road team has done very well in this rivalry for whatever reason. So much so that the Montreal Alouettes are 6-0 against the spread the last six times in Ottawa. 5-1 straight up. They've only lost once the last six trips to Ottawa. Look, both these football teams should have better records than they do. Montreal is 1-4. Ottawa is 0-5. And as our guest Drew Martin would say, they probably are the best 0-5 team in the league, Ken. It's the best. It's the best one. Who was it, Tulane? I gotta tell you guys. They're the best 1-4 team in the country. Then it got to, I got to tell you, they're the best 1-8 team. I'm like, nah, they're not. Like, they're just 1-8.
Yes.
That used to be a Lou Holtz thing. Lou, you guys are laying 48 points against Army this week. Jeez, I got to tell you, I was watching. I don't know how these guys are 0-9. That's the best darn 0-9 football team I've ever seen on tape. I don't know how these guys have lost 9 games. Every week, I say the same thing. I don't know how they're 2-7. This football team, I look at them on tape. Saban said it last year about New Mexico State.
It's true.
Dangerous they offense, as we said. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci. All right. So normally, and we're kicking it with Ranger Reddick, Cam Stewart, Sports Grid Radio, Television Networks. You already know that. So normally we would say, oh boy, you've got an 0-5 CFL team against a 1-4 CFL team. You'd say, oh, the dog days of summer, but this will be an entertaining game. Tonight, FanDuel has the Montreal Alouettes at minus 2 right now. This game is on ESPN Plus. So both CFL games are on ESPN Plus this evening. The Hamilton Tiger Cats and the BC Lions total is up to 52.5. We've got WNBA action tonight, just one late game. We've got a TBT matchup coming up a little bit later on. And Cam, it was nice to get back on track in the TBT. I went 0-5 Two nights ago, I literally went 0-5 because I double clicked one game by accident. Last night was much better. 3-1. We'll take it. Like, yeah, I only lost one, whatever game I lost. I don't know. HBC Heritage lost. So basically, autism beat them in Rucker Park. I won the Rucker Park game. I won the over of the other game. Like I said, I went 3-1 in the TBT last night, sort of getting on track a little bit. It's tough, though, guys. I mean, Indiana Fever and the Aces tonight. You want to talk about big point spreads. The Las Vegas Aces, -16.5. 16.5. Total, 175.5 this evening.
Favorites have been covering, though, Gabe. It's like what we talked about for the most part. If you look at a lot of these teams, like just mailing it in, the teams that are doing really, really bad and big other teams, even if the games are close, they're pulling away late third quarter, fourth quarter in these WNBA games. You look to take a dog, but it just seems to me these home teams and these big double-digit favorites are doing a lot of damage. So you saw earlier, I don't know what to do. I wouldn't lay those points. It's nuts, but, you know, the Indiana Fever are a bad basketball team.
Some pretty big-time matchups tonight in the TBT. The brackets are getting real, Cam. Zip them up versus Florida TNT. Yeah, Florida TNT, man, is -3.5. I tell you, who was the Fort Wayne Champs? Fort Wayne Champs hung with these guys the other night. And then Florida TNT sort of pulled away a little bit late. I think Zip 'em Up can hang. And then later tonight, we got a good one with the LA Cheaters and Team Heartfire. I'm taking the Cheaters tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morency. Countdown to kickoff is on. That's right, Countdown to kickoff. And in fact, 2 weeks from now, although we can't predict what's going to happen in the world in 2 weeks, so God willing, 2 weeks from now, we're sitting here and we will be talking about the National Football League preseason. It'll be the Raiders and the Jaguars 2 weeks from tonight, but we don't have to wait for football. We've got college football coming, and not that I'm keeping track or anything like that, but 36 days. To the start of the college football season. Drew Martin probably already knew that. Drew Martin steps up, back up and in from, I don't know, his hiatus, his summer tour. Much like, at least Dave Sharapan. I think Dave Sharapan's trying to set a Guinness Book of World Records. Most photos posted on Twitter in 1 week.
Oh, you see him in his LA Dodgers shorts.
Even me,
stuff.
I'm like, bro. I'm
like, you said it.
It's like, yeah,
hey,
all right. Like,
hey, Dave. Like, like, I'm brutal. Like, I have no photos or whatever.
Everything. Like, next, you got to be like, guys, I'm outside Jack in the Box on Hollywood Boulevard. Hey, famous Jack in the Box.
I never had a burger so cheap and delicious. What a deal.
You're out of landmarks. Go home. You're out of landmarks. Like, go home, man.
I agree, Dave. Dave, it's time to get in the damn car and get back to Vegas.
The players are playing. They're gone. Dave's like a kid. He doesn't want to be fantasy camp. It's over, bro.
I know.
Like, the All-Star game's over. All right? That was
it's so right. You're right. I'm scrolling through his stuff. I'm like, isn't that the same one as he posted before? Oh, no, it's different. I'm like, this guy's got like a catalog.
All right. This guy, yeah. It's unbelievable. Let's bring in Drew Martin right now. What's up, Drew? How you doing?
Gabe, I'm doing well, man. Always good to be on with you and Cam. And yeah, I made my way up to New York City, saw the Marlins and the Mets two Thursdays ago. Then, of course, contracted COVID-19 at some point there, and I was out last Thursday. So I guess I'm off the IL and back in the saddle here. But always good to be on with you, Gabe, and Cam as well, guys. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you joining us. How did you? What was your Citi Field experience like? How did you enjoy it?
I loved it. Really cool. I would say in terms of the new stadiums of the ones I've been to, I think it's tied with Truist Park in Atlanta and Petco Park in San Diego for me personally. Really great way to watch the game. And something about Mets fans that I took away is they're into their team, Gabe. Like, you know, a lot of jerseys, a lot of Mets gear. Whereas, like, you go to a Marlins game, it's like half the people are just there because they're there. And there's not a lot of people there anyway.
So what do you want to do today, honey? Play bingo or go to the Marlins game? I guess we'll go to the see the fish today.
It took you to go to New York, Drew, to realize that they're into New York teams in New York. Yeah, they're into teams in New York.
They're really into it.
Yeah. Way more than Florida. Way more.
Don't use the Marlins. The Marlins as an example.
Yeah. The Marlins can't be a measure.
All kinds of people in Mets jerseys. You were blown away.
I did count like eight other Marlins fans in Citi Field, which I was kind of impressed with, like eight other people wearing Marlins things.
Lopez's cousins and stuff like that. They're relatives.
Exactly. Yeah, a couple of relatives. A
couple of relatives from the Bronx area and stuff. All right. Drew Martin, kick it. Good to have you back, Drew. So yeah, we're fired up. All right. So speaking of baseball, actually, we've got baseball fever. Let me throw this at you. Where do you think Juan Soto ends up? What team do you think Juan Soto will be on before the trade deadline?
Really difficult one. I'd probably say, you know, the Yankees always in the running. I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up somewhere in the AL East with the market size. I'll throw out the Yankees, followed by maybe maybe the Red Sox. I really haven't spent too much time thinking about it, though. I kind of handicap game to game, you know. When the
Red
happens,
Sox,
I'll go from there.
Red Sox. I don't know about him going to the Red Sox.
Yeah. No, they got money problems. They got to find the other guys first. I don't think he's going there.
He'll be a Dodger. San Diego. San Diego are the front runners right now. They're the ones that are going like all in on this. But I personally think he'll probably end up on the Dodgers and or a wild card in the Texas Rangers or Seattle Mariners.
I love that call with Texas, with the dough that they have. I'd love to see him in Toronto, though, Gabe.
That's where I think he's going to end up, actually. And Toronto's another one. Where I wouldn't surprise me if he ended up with the Blue Jays. Jays are already all in. They might just figure, you know what, this will be the final sort of all in. And then you get a pitcher. I don't know. It's only he makes a lot of money, I'll tell you that. But
Blue Jays would be great with that. Juan Soto, could you imagine with that pitching staff?
It's a perfect fit, Drew, too. Like the Latino players on their team and stuff. Like it actually makes a lot of sense. We'll see. They're going to have to open up their wallets, though.
There's a story the other day. Juan Soto, of course, and the charter and everything. He had to pay for his own flight. I don't see how. This is going to get expedited right now. I think as far as the trade is concerned, like I wouldn't be surprised if it happens like over the weekend, like now, any day, moment, hour, type of thing. But either way, the Washington Nationals suck with them or without them. All right, Drew. So since you're only focused on game by game, you better give us a winner now. Like this
winner.
Like, if you're so focused only on I only know what's going on. All right, so what do you got for us tonight?
Yeah, no, you caught me off guard for sure. Red Sox, not a good one out there, Gabe. But I think the Yankees are always in the running. It'd be cool to see him, you know, with the Blue Jays as well. And you're right, the Dodgers always in the money too. Left them out.
He won't go to the Yankees either. Just for the record, it's not going to be the Yankees. The Yankees didn't want to pay. The Yankees offered Aaron Judge $225 million. You think they're going to give Soto $480 million? It's not happening. Steinbrenner's, they're not. They don't even have the talent to make it happen anyways. Like, they don't have the prospects. You know what I mean? Like, you need a lot of players, man, like, to make this happen. Like, you need a deep, like, talent pool. That's why I'm just saying. So, the Dodgers, San Diego, Seattle, Texas, and one team that would be freaking annoying if he goes there, but it wouldn't surprise me if they pull it off and they're coming up all the time, Cam, the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals have the prospects. They have the money, but I don't know if Soto would want to, you know, does he want to play in St. Louis as opposed to playing in LA or San Diego or something like that? All right. So doubleheader, Drew. I took the Astros in game one of this doubleheader. What do we do in game two here?
I kind of like the Astros as well, Gabe. I mean, what we get a team that's 22-8 since Flag Day, June 14th. They've won the last five times Garcia's been on the hill. Just what, a minus 125. It's been pumped up here in the afternoon. A lot of other, I guess, money out there kind of agreeing with us here. Judge, 33 home runs first half of the season with that Yankees lineup. Look, I get it. But at the same time, I'm not saying they're going to be banging on trash cans, whatever the case may be there at Minute Maid. But I don't want to bet against the Astros at home. And the Astros are hot, so I would look for that to continue out of the break, but always tricky first game back after the All-Star break. So kind of tread lightly here, but I do like the Stros in this game.
Cam, what are you going to do?
Love the Stros. I'm with you, Marinsky. I bet the Stros.
Did you take
game
them earlier
today? I'm actually coming back to them. You're damn right I did, and I'm going back to them again. I like this match. Garcia, here's the deal. Take a look at the Yankees lineup. Other than the top couple guys, it's actually a brutal lineup for game two of this series. I'm not really impressed with it at all. I think Garcia and the Astros can get it done. Don't like the fact that the price went up, but it's still reasonable. Give me the Astros in game two. Let's go for the sweep today.
Let's go for the sweep, and let's go for the under again. I don't think there'll be a ton of runs here in this game. As you stated, Drew, they're coming off the All-Star break. Takes guys out of their swing a little bit. Some of the other dudes haven't played. A little while. Now you got a back end here. I think this is a foreshadow of what is to come of the Astros beating the Yankees in the playoffs, playing small ball. We saw, although the Yankees tied the game up in the ninth inning today, guys, they did.
Yeah.
They tied the game, and then Houston scored at the bottom of the ninth inning. Right, more picks on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Yankees and Astros, game two. George Kurtz is going to join us after, so I really hope the Astros are up like 4-0 or something.
Me
just
too.
You too? I want to see him even paler than he normally is.
Exactly. What the hell's going on?
He loses it, Cam. Like, they're 35 games over 500 or whatever. He still gets mad. Like, the other night, he was really mad. Like, I was like, they won. Yeah, but they're not playing well. Yeah, now that they're losing, I'm gonna turn the screws a little bit.
I like it.
The Astros coming on, huh? Yeah. They really are, actually.
They are.
Yeah. Fire Boone. Like, start to talk. Like, start a little controversy there. Wheels fall off for them. All right. So, let me get this bet in here. I'll go a little smaller than I went in game one. I don't want to give it all back, but let's play. All right, do I have to click this three times to get it in once?
Maybe.
All right, so I'm 0 for 1.
Never know.
0 for 1. No, yeah. It's 2 today so far, Cam. It's not 3.
Hey, 2 right, better so look, than 3. Let's
see. Yeah, it Maybe is. 2 I can live with. 3, it just makes you mad. Like, all right. 2? Come on, 2. 3.
You bet that soccer Refresh. Game today? German women?
No, I didn't get in on it.
Yeah, I got a parlay cooking. I need Sweden tomorrow now, big time. I was like, Germany took care of business.
Damn right they did. That's what the Germans do.
That's what they
handle
do.
Their business.
Sorry,
they handle
Austria.
Their business.
Yeah, they take care of Austria. Okay, get out of here.
We'll get back to the Women's Euro Soccer Championship. Drew didn't have a take on Juan Soto. I don't think he's got a take on this. Like,
no, I'm not going to ask him who to break down the Women's Euro quarterfinals. No. I love Drew.
Hey, there's an Auburn Tiger playing tonight, though. Football, Drew. Remember Darvin Adams, wide receiver? He's
love that guy. That guy was awesome in college.
Pretty good in the CFL too. He's getting a little older. He won the last two championships, and he makes a lot of money, so they let him go basically. So now he's on a bad team, but he'll be playing tonight. Show a little love for the Auburn Tigers. There. All right. So I got the bet in Houston Astros. All right, so what about the Giants and Dodgers, Drew? What about this game tonight?
A tricky Short handicap price. Here. Yeah, I mean, not only first game back after the All-Star break in Los Angeles, we get White on the hill for the Dodgers, Carlos Rodon coming from the left side, and how are the Dodgers going to come out, Gabe? You know, are they going to come out flat? How are the Giants going to come out? It seems like kind of.
Oh, they weren't off for 3 weeks, bro. It's been a couple of days. I think it'll be fine. The Astros are fine today.
Yeah.
They were good.
Sometimes, you know, the guys aren't seeing it well out. That you know, lower scoring games. I don't know, 3-2. You know, it's not like the Marlins lineup wasn't anything today. Not that they're all that great either. But I'm saying, like, you know, some teams
That's enough for the Marlins comparisons.
Yeah, even me, Drew, as a Marlin fan, I'm going to have to cut you off. More Marlins.
Dodgers Marlins. Dodgers Marlins.
I love you.
Sorry, Drew. We're just like, it's called. We're like, no.
Marlins got smoked by Texas today. Yeah, they got
no analogy. The Marlins analogy to the Dodgers.
You can start calling me Marlins, man, whatever you got to do. I will say this. I don't know. It's not a game that a lot popped out at me, Gabe. I mean, late night action, if you need a bet, Dodgers at home seems like a light price, under minus 130. I'm not going to talk you off of that side. So I would look towards the Dodgers if you need some action. But actually, the only game I bet personally is the Tigers and A's. So I haven't touched the late night action yet.
That's in Cam's wheelhouse. I'm looking for the starting lineup for the Dodgers. I don't know. Am I crazy, Cam?
Yep.
Weren't the Dodgers like minus 174 or something last night in this game? Or am I dreaming?
I'm telling you, I'm on the Giants, and just, you know, this line is like, I think it was, I'm not sure, it might have been that high. But anyway, I don't know. I just like Rodon. I think the under might be in play. It was 8, and it's down to 7.5, so that's a little bit concerning.
Why the hell do you not take the Dodgers at minus 126?
Because, I don't know, because I like Rodon. I'm going to take the Giants. I'm sorry.
You like losing money.
Okay, you were settled down. You talk to me at the end of the game. You can give me a text or whatever. But it's a good price on the Dodgers. I'm not going to lie, but I like the Giants in this spot. I like the under as well. But we'll see.
All right, so let's get to the Scrap Heap special. Cam, take it away.
I don't know. Drew Martin.
Drew's only been in the Tigers and A's game. So, this is.
Can I guess, Drew? Can I guess with this dumpster fire? Detroit is a dog? You can't lay that price with Oakland.
Oh, man, the dog is barking absolutely in the Coliseum. I like this one, guys. We get Hill called up from Double A, Erie, Triple A, Toledo, where he actually averaged more than 12 strikeouts per 9. It's only his third career start. So we don't have a lot of MLB kind of resume to go off of here, Gabe. But I'll tell you this, Frankie Montas, sore shoulder, you know, is the velocity going to be there? Where's he really at? I'm actually looking to fade him. And the Tigers, 13th straight road game, but we do get that break from the All-Star game, so I'm not really calculating that much into it. And I'll tell you this, is what really put me onto it. Other than the price, plus 145 is what I bet him at earlier today. So we can risk 100 to win 145, and we get the better bullpen. You know, by most metrics here, this is a top 10 bullpen with the Detroit Tigers. I bet you coming up to the trade deadline, a lot of these pieces aren't going to be there in the Detroit bullpen later in the season, but they're there right now. And in double headers, Gabe, it's something that I've done. Look, in Game 2 and Game 1, but more so in Game 2, bet on the team that has the better bullpen, because the other team is likely they have to fill more innings that day. They only get one more pitcher slot, you know, up to the 26th man with the doubleheader. I don't think that fully factors in. So we get the better bullpen here, big plus price and question marks with the name Montes that move this 100 cents. You know, this is flip favorite from Game 1 to Game 2. A 100 cents. You very rarely see that. I know that Montes is on the hill, but still, that's too much. We get the better pen, and hey, both offenses are terrible. So with the big plus price, I think the dog's barking.
Scrap Heap specialist Cam.
Yeah,
your prognosis.
How do you lay this price with Oakland? I don't care. Like, out of spite or just gambling, like, you know, IQ or whatever. If Oakland wins, you beat us. But how the hell are you laying 60 cents with the Oakland A's? That's a joke. The Tigers are a better team than them. I believe in, Gabe, we talk about the angle, kids getting called up. I like it. Give me the Tigers tonight. It's worth the price.
I will pass. Not that I'm better than you guys.
That's
passing on a game.
As a sane human being, maybe the best move of the night, but me and I just can't help myself.
I'm taking the Dodgers. Later, minus 126, but that's no surprise. It's like Cam taking the Marlins or Drew taking the Marlins, you two. You guys got to
actually. I didn't take the Marlins today. I was like, I don't know. Texas is playing better. I didn't touch the Marlins today. Thank God. He got smoked.
All right, so let's get the playoff bracket up here. So, I'm going to blow your mind right now, Drew. I don't know if you're aware of this, Cam. I went off on this last night. Kurtz, saw me talking about this on Twitter. So, the one and the two seeds get a bye now. That's a new playoff format now. So, the one and the two seeds get a bye. The other guys play a best of two or three series. So, let's say the Dodgers are the one seed. After, Drew, look, they play the winner of the 4-5. They don't play like it's not like the lowest seed. It's set like this. It's a bracket. So imagine you have the top seed, yet you don't play the worst team after. The second seed plays the worst team after.
That's so dumb.
Like, yeah, this is like the
what's NCAA the point of the damn regular season, man? You're supposed to win the games to get that stuff, right? You're supposed to win the games to get a better situation. It takes the regular season not into account, and that's why I'm so done with sports. Who comes up with this stupid stuff? I'm actually, you're right, Marenzi. I'd be fuming if I was a Dodger fan. It's ridiculous. You should play the worst team in the next round. You can't just set up brackets.
Well, prior. And if you look at it, if you actually look at a team too, but I was going to say, this is the logic. Imagine in the NCAA tournament, the one seed playing against the 15 seed and the two seed plays against the 16 seed. They'd say, well, that's a mistake. Yeah. This is the same thing here. So, like, why would the best team in the league with the one seed play the 4-5 as opposed to the 3-6 after? Which, once again, like you said, Kev, they screw everything up. Like, it's very simple to make a playoff bracket. But we're gonna do this.
Also, what's the incentive, Gabe? The Dodgers are on a heater. It's like, oh, don't worry, we'll want
the
player.
Second best team.
Yeah, it's actually so dumb.
Look at this, Kev. Look how easy it is. Look, put it back up, guys. Would you rather freaking play the Brewers or the Phillies or Atlanta or San Diego? It's not even
exactly.
It's like
actually, it's good for Met fans.
Braves. You're damn right.
Met fans loving this.
You're going to Phillies or the Brewers. Yeah, we got to deal with the defending world. Same. So let me ask you guys. I'll ask you, Cam, and I'll throw it to you after, Drew. So pick the winner of each one, and we'll get to the World Series. So Brewers, Phillies, whatever. Who do you got winning that series?
Brewers.
All right. Then the Brewers against the Mets.
Mets.
All right. So you both agree, Brewers and Mets. You both say that. Wow. Okay. L.A., does L.A. beat either Atlanta or San Diego?
Yes, they do. It doesn't matter who's there. L.A. will find a way.
Yeah, I like the Braves over the Padres, and then I would take the Dodgers over the Braves.
Dodgers over the Mets after?
I don't know about that. I like the Mets.
That's a great series. Dodgers. It'll be a
Dodgers
grind.
Dodgers in five.
Depends on the Mets
pitching. I'm Matt and Johnny Roast Beef, line one.
I for me, hold on, Drew. We'll get you more picks on the other side. We'll fill out the bracket here. We'll get a World Series pick in, but game time decision continues. Maybe a sweep, actually.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. All right, we got to get to the football game, but I just want to get through these. I want to get Drew's futures and Cam's futures here. It's ready to. It's time, guys. There's only 2 months left in a regular season, so you don't really have to wait all that much. The whole question is too the Juan Soto stuff. Yeah, Cam, if you can gauge where he's going to end up, bro. Imagine he ends up on Seattle, man. The odds are going to like. It's sort of like the Russell Wilson to Denver thing.
Yeah.
Right. Like, like the massive odd swings wherever this guy ends up. But all right. So put the bracket back up here and we will get the our pick. So for me personally, I don't want to play. I hope San Diego beats Atlanta. I'm tired of dealing with Atlanta from L.A.'s perspective, but I don't think they'll lose to Atlanta 2 years in a row. And I think L.A. would beat San Diego. So I think L.A. would survive. I look at it differently than you guys. I'm not that sold on the Mets. I think the Mets pitchers will get hurt. They'll choke and stuff. They've had a nice regular season. In fact, I think the Braves will end up passing them and end up being the one seed, to be honest. Or the two seed, excuse me. So listen, I've got the Dodgers. Ken, you're not sure, but you got to make a pick. Who's coming out of the National League?
Oh, the Dodgers. It's not going to be as easy as you think, but they'll beat the Mets. Yeah.
Dodgers in three against the Mets in a 7-game series. American League is trickier, Drew, here. Trickier. All right, so Tampa, Seattle, Drew, who would you take?
Probably the Mariners.
Cam?
Yes, I will take the Mariners as well.
Mariners, yeah. Me too. I say the Mariners would beat them. They're explosive. Julio, these guys are an explosive team right now. Could the Mariners – the Rays compete with the Yankees, but do you think that either one of these teams will beat the Yankees?
No.
I think the Mariners have a sleeper chance with the best bullpen in baseball. But no, I would take the Yankees.
The Yankees got
I think
a good
it would be a hell of a
too.
Series, but I think the Yankees could survive. Yeah, I think the Blue Jays would beat the Twins. Cam?
Yes. The Blue Jays will beat the Twins, but the next step
well, hold
could
on.
Be...
Hold on. We'll get to that after. Yeah. Twins, Jays. Who you got, Drew?
Jays. I'll go with the Jays, winning 5 of 6 down the stretch into the break. I think they have a good second half. I like the Blue Jays.
All right, Blue Jays. Could they beat the Astros, Cam? I say no.
I'm a real fan. The homer in me says yeah, but I'm being a realist. No, Houston's a better team than Toronto. The Astros are simply better.
Man, I'd really want to look under the hood a little bit more. Are any key Astros arms not vaccinated, something of that nature? But Just because of the home field advantage would be huge.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
But not knowing that, I'd probably go with the Astros in a tight one.
I wonder what the rule is, actually. Like, if they find out, all right, I'm unvaxxed, but, man, we're playing the Blue Jays in the playoffs, guys. Get vaxxed right now. And say, no, he just got the boost yesterday. But they'd say, he needs two of them. Well, I don't know what their little rule is for that. How late can you get jabbed? You know what I mean? Like, Benintendi might have played himself. The Yankees wanted to trade for him, but they don't want to now because the Yankees are worried they're going to play the Blue Jays in the playoffs, and what's the use of trading for Benintendi, Cam, if you can't play in the playoffs? Exactly. So, he screwed himself. Like, he was this close. The Yankees wanted him, and they found out he was unvaxxed and he can't get into Toronto. And supposedly the Blue Jays actually want him, too. And the Blue Jays told him, listen, we're not going to tell you what to do, but if you were vaxxed, we would be interested in trading for you.
I just can't believe, Gabe, the Royals have 10 of these guys, and they have good players, too. If they wanted to put a piece together for Whit Merrifield, that guy's one of the best players going. The guy can do everything, right? I don't know what the Royals' plans are. Benintendi, you said it.
American League teams don't want to deal with them, Cam, because they're scared. Everyone thinks the Blue Jays will be in the playoffs.
They're hurting themselves.
Like, that's the word. GMs are the Blue Jays will be in the playoffs, and we can't trade for somebody that can't play in the playoffs. It's pointless. Right? You're not going to do it. Oh, so Whit Merrifield saying he'll get jabbed.
I'll get jabbed if we
have a good team. I'll do it.
Yeah, that's the best. I'll take the needle if you send me somewhere good. That's all I need. Send me your toy.
We'll trade you a good team. Okay, I'll do it. Okay. Yeah.
I love that guy.
Good player. Okay, so. I said it on Sports Rage last night. Dodgers Astros World Series.
Really?
Boo. I know it's annoying. I know you sound
it's
annoying.
Really
you
annoying.
Hate your teams.
It's annoying. Please don't let that happen. God.
Don't control it. I wish I did. I don't. Drew? Dodgers Astros World Series.
I could see it. But if you want me to pick in the Dodgers versus the Astros, I'd be a heck of a series. I'm not sure who I'd go with. I'd probably lean towards the Astros, considering I'm guessing they'd be getting a plus price. But for my World Series pick, I'd actually probably go with the Yankees and the Mets. And the Mets in a tight
one.
The Yankees and the Mets. Whoa.
Subway Series. You really got influenced by your trip to New York, buddy, huh?
I did.
He admits it. I did.
He's hanging out at Giuseppe's sandwich shop. He's listening, taking it all in. Moretti's in. He's brainwashed.
The Grimaldi pizza. The Grimaldi East. And all you got right away. It's overload. Oh, I love it here.
It's better the pizza. Best, it's better bagels. You know, the whole bit.
Yep. Best line of the night, though, is the best. He goes, oh, it's unbelievable. There's a lot of people wearing Met jerseys at the game.
Yes, they really like their team game. Yes, they do. They really do.
Remind me of college football. Not like a Marlin game. Not like a Marlin game.
No.
You're the best, Drew. So, Drew Martin, all right, we got to get to the CFL game. So we appreciate your time, Drew. So you're saying the Detroit Tigers are the play.
Yeah, if you took anything away from it, guys, I would go with the Tigers tonight. Get them at a plus price. Look, we get the better bullpen, game two of doubleheaders. Both offenses are bad, 29th and 30th by most offensive ranks here. But we do get a top 10 bullpen in the Tigers, plus as high as plus 150, risk 100 to win 150. And Frankie Montes, question marks with his shoulder, sore shoulder. Is the velocity going to be there? So all of that, I'm on the Detroit Tigers. And Gabe. Cam, always good being on with you guys. And Darvin Adams from the 2013 Auburn Tigers national championship run playing north of the border. I'm a big fan of him. Darvin Adams was a lot of fun in college, so I'm rooting for him.
Take him to score a touchdown tonight. Now that we talked about him, we got to take him to score a touchdown tonight. It's like plus 180 or something, too, if you can find it. Yeah, if you can get it. For the record, we like the Montreal Alouettes to beat Darvin Adams' team, though, tonight.
I agree.
Alouettes money line. That's my pick, Cam. I'm taking Montreal, baby. I already did.
I don't know what to do with this. So hold on.
Montreal.
I think the game might go under the number, to be honest with you. But I like Montreal. They always play under these teams.
18, yeah, they
16,
do.
11-7. Yeah, they play under. Weird game.
But Montreal, bro, are like 4-1 to the over in their five games.
I know.
They score a lot, bro. Like Montreal have scored like. They score in every game. The only game they didn't score a bunch of points was the Toronto game when they lost 20-19. Like last week, they lost 32-31. They put points up on the board, but you're right. It should go under like logically, but the other thing is, too, guys, the CFL is playing to a 63.6% clip to the over so far on the season. It's 14-8 to the over.
These
games are going over.
Returns. These guys are starting to get
field goal position, Cam. Exactly.
Yep.
They're kicking off from further back now. So guys are catching the ball now, like the 25-30 and stuff.
Yeah.
There's the roughing the passer and all that stuff is 15 yards now, Cam. Remember, it used to be 10.
No and yards, just 15 yards. Yeah. Instead, it's an automatic 15. That's huge. And there's no yards on almost every
play. They move the hash marks, so there's more space.
Exactly.
They move the hash marks more in. So there's just everything. Their idea to get more space and points has worked.
It has.
The only time they really screw up is those kickers. Me and Cam, you should be a kicker, Drew. You're pretty athletic.
Seriously, Drew.
Dade County, Broward County QB of the year. I forgot. We got to show this guy some respect, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Caught us off guard.
A little time ago, but yeah, I used to kick it. I was actually punted in high school as well. And a little thing on Darvin Adams as well. Before I get out of here, guys.
Quarterback.
You know, remember, he was the wide receiver for Auburn in the Cam Newton run. You know, a lot of people don't remember that. He actually skipped his senior season at Auburn, and a lot of people were kind of up in arms about it. And he ended up going undrafted as well in the NFL draft. So it was like one of those mistakes. He should have went back to Auburn. But, anyway, I remember him catching a lot of touchdowns, multiple years with over 1,000. I think it was even the Outback Bowl MVP 1 year. I think the year before they went to the national championship. So he was awesome. I like watching him. I'm rooting for him, guys. Always good to be on.
Two-time Grey Cup champion. And, yeah, you know, maybe he made an error as far as the with the NFL stuff or leave going in a little bit early. But for the record, he's not making NFL money, but he's made some money, bro.
Yeah.
We'll see what it's the CFL don't like exactly tell you the salaries exactly, but I think, guys, he's making about 750, man. 700.
Like, wow. Good chunk of change.
Like he walked away. Like he turned down like a 600K offer from Winnipeg. So if you're turning down 600, then you know what I mean? Cam, he didn't go to Ottawa for less, buddy. You know what I'm saying, Cam?
Exactly. Why would he?
Like, he probably figured, all right, I won the cups here. I got to make some money now. It's pretty good money, man. There's people making, like, CFL. I under, like the players make some pretty decent pieces of change. Like big time, like elite wide receivers are making $600,000-$700K now in the CFL. Quarterbacks are starting to get into the million range again. It's there's real money in this league. Drew, you rock. Next week, let's do some college football futures.
Let's get after it. I'm excited. We're under 40 days away. This is going to be a fun
36.
Year.
Damn right. Look Will Anderson for Heisman. That's my are the Utes going to beat the Gators in week one?
What a game. Oh, my gosh. Nighttime in the swamp, making that trip. Whoa. Can you imagine? I don't know. They're a well-coached team. And Billy Napier, how do you handicap that aspect, his first game?
Oh.
I know. Talk about just a lot of cross currents in the handicap game.
If Utah win that game, they catapult themselves into the playoff conversation.
I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I think they can
win. They're coming in ranked 6, Cam, Utah. Like, this is real. Like, people at USC, the Utes are ranked 6 in the country. They knocked the Gators off.
I don't ever talk to USC.
Around talk 5. They run the table. The Utes are in the playoffs. Simple as that.
Utah murders these teams. You've seen these games where they're blowing out Oregon and stuff like the Utes get no respect. They're like disrespected. Like USC, you show me before you crown these
guys. I was
guys.
Talking to someone in Gainesville. Brent Beer joins me. He's an SEC guy out of Jacksonville, actually, but out of Florida. He covers the SEC, Drew. You'd love the guy. You've heard him on my show, Cam.
Yeah,
Brent Beard, he told me basically he thinks they're losing. He's an SEC guy. He thinks like it's going to be too much for Napier in his first game. Like Utah, a deep, experienced, veteran team that can really, really pound you, man. Big Samoan kids and stuff. They're going to push you off. The, you know what I mean? They come into the trenches and they're like men. Like it's nothing flashy about the Utah Utes. And then good luck beating them up there when it's cold and stuff like that. Good team.
Right. Good team. Gabe, I'll say this. Like in correlation with what you're talking about, their team profile for like a Pac-12 team going into SEC country, they fit it well. Like their D-line, their offense, they're not going to get pushed around.
So, exactly.
Hey, well coached, yeah.
That's why they're successful there. They play smash mouth football. No one else in that conference does. It's hard to stop.
Exactly.
Same with San Diego State and Mountain West. Thanks, Drew.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, I'm going crazy here, Cam. I hate betting on phones, but here we go. No choice, buddy. I can't do this. Like I'm trying to get these bets in here like quickly here. Yep. So give me the Montreal Alouettes to win the game. I think it's going to go over, but I think it's better on a teaser to go over. But I do think it squeezes over the number here tonight. And as far as touchdown score props here, we just get into some player props. I also 10-point teasers are great for this game. If you tease the Montreal Alouettes and the BC Lions as well. Like, if Ottawa wins, this game's going to be close, guys. You could tease Ottawa or Montreal. It's going to be close. So it's going to come down to the wire, and then you get BC at 10 or 9.5 down to 2.5, et cetera. But give me the Montreal Alouettes to win the game. Give me the game to go over the number. And as far as some touchdown scores here in this Montreal Alouette game, let's go with Eugene Lewis. Eugene Lewis plus 145. Darvin Adams plus 180. Got to play our boy Chandler Worthy at plus 300. Oh, yeah, Dominic Davis, Cam's the backup quarterback for the Alouettes. He's the must play. He gets the touches, bro, in the red zone. I'm telling you, he's one guy. If you're playing one guy, Dominic Davis at plus 325 is a great play for the Montreal Alouettes, I think. What are you doing with this game? I'll have more in a second here. What are you doing?
I'm going to take the Montreal Alouettes on the money line. I'm also going to do a teaser, 7-point teaser. Montreal plus 5. Under 54.5, Montreal plus 5, over 40.5. That's the way we're playing the game. I actually think the game will middle. If you guys like Ottawa at plus 9, I think the Alouettes win this game by between 4 and 6 points. But give me the Montreal Alouettes. Let's rock. First touchdown scorer, Jake Wenneke at 10-1, please.
Eugene Lewis to score a touchdown, Montreal Alouettes. Dominic Davis, touchdown score, plus 325, Montreal Alouettes. Like that a lot. Like that one a lot. That's it. I'm not going to go crazy here. A little play on Darvin Adams we talked about with Drew at plus 180 is definitely worth. We'll recap all this on the other side. But Montreal and the over for me. More picks on the other side.